Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Welcome to the program. I trust it's going to be a blessing today. We're going to have a message from the Word of God, and we are also going to have some wonderful songs of inspiration. I trust they're going to be a blessing to you. But each week, I do ask you to pick up the telephone and call a friend or a neighbor and invite them to view the program. Many of you do that, and it really helps me advertise this ministry. And listen, if you see me in town, please stop and introduce yourself and let me know that you're viewing. People do that as well. Now we're getting right into the singing today by our church choir. They're singing this wonderful song, Some Things Never Change.
Ever-changing world and its ways, but I put my attention on that heavenly intervention that brought me out of darkness into the light. It's not mind over matter, it's more than worthless chatter. It's all about the blood of Jesus Christ.
I still have a Bible, my guide is revival. This modern day, old saints are still praying, and sinners who are straying are receiving God's saving grace. Yes, the old rugged cross is still saving the lost. Thank God, some things never change.
God's word is still moving across the nations and proving that He still the same today. It's not a different approach. No. It remains as He wrote, and it can't be explained away. They may say my convictions, this old time religion, must all be rearranged. But I've been on my knees, and God reassured me that some things never, never change.
I still have a Bible, my guide to survival that brought me to this place. I still believe in Christian, old time convictions are the answer for this modern day. Old saints are still praying, and sinners who are straying are receiving God's saving grace. The old rugged cross is still saving the lost. Thank God, some things never change. Yes, the old rugged cross is still saving the lost. Saving the lost. Thank God, some things never change. To this place,
I trust that you have enjoyed the song by the church choir. We are going to have another song in just a minute, but right now I want to take this opportunity to invite you, if you don't have a church home, to visit with us here at Westside Baptist Church. You may be new in this area, not know exactly where we are located, so let me give you some very brief directions. If you will simply drive downtown, driving south on Jackson Street, drive past the old courthouse, drive to the bottom of the hill. Now, at the bottom of the hill, the street changes in name only to LaGrange Street. You will drive down LaGrange Street, past the Newland High School, drive 1.5 miles further. Look for the church on the left-hand side of the road. In fact, just look for the big white cross on the church sign, 762 Smoky Road. Now, our services begin on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with Sunday school. Morning worship at 11, 6 p.m., the evening service. And on Wednesday at 6:30, the children's programs. And then at 7 o'clock, the teen ministry and the adult Bible study and prayer service. Come out and visit with us. We'd be so honored, so thrilled to have you do that. One special announcement, though, I want to mention. We are going to observe our 30th annual West Georgia Camp Meeting. Now, that's going to be October the 13th through the 17th at 7 p.m. We have a wonderful lineup of preachers and singers. The preachers that week are Doug Bearden, Rua Fox from Taylorsville, North Carolina, Jamie Fox, his son, from Hidnight, North Carolina. Carl Partain is going to be back with us this year. Also, Ken Bowman, a favorite, is going to be back preaching. For the singing lineup, Matt Dibla, the lead singer for the Inspirations Quartet, is going to be here. The Partain family, oh, you've got to hear them, a wonderful family of singers. The Davisons, the entire group of Davisons are going to be with us this year. And also, the West Side Choir is going to be singing. We've got a wonderful lineup of singers and preaching, and we invite you to come out and be with us. Now we'll have a song by William Davison. His song is titled, "He Won't Start With You."
Tough and trials hard to bear, but I know there's a God who hears and He answers prayer. He will listen when you call. Won't start with you. So through the valleys, deep or wide, or on the mountain peaks so high, when you're happy, when you're sad, feel you can't go on, He'll be there to see you through, 'cause He's never failed one yet, and He won't start with you. Ask Abraham, walking up that lonely hill, or ask the widow about the time her empty barrel was filled, or ask Peter, in the jail the night the church of God prayed through. They'd all say he's never failed one yet, and he won't start with you. So through the valley, deep or wide, or on the mountain peak so high, when you're happy, when you're sad, he'll be the best friend you've ever had. So if you feel you can't go on, he'll be there to see you through. 'Cause he's never failed one yet, and he won't start with you. I know my God has never failed one yet, and he won't start with you.
Now, one more song before the message. Marlena Whitworth is singing "Where God Can't Go."
Should have been a path so clear, soon was overcome by fear as he sank into the endless sea below. But according to redemption's plan, he was saved by the Master's hand. I can hear him say, "Peter, don't you know?
I trust that you have enjoyed the singing today. Now, let's take a look in the book. If you have your Bible and would like to read along with me, I suggest you take a pencil and a piece of paper, jot these references down. That way you can study them in detail at a later time. I am in the 6th chapter of the book of Revelation. I've had a lot of people asking me in recent times, "Brother Melvin, what's happening?" Well, friend, God told us in his book And it's in the pages, the things that are happening right now. Ezekiel 38 is being fulfilled as we speak. You go to the book of Daniel, and you see the metal giant that Daniel is told about. Of course, the head of gold was the Babylonian Empire. The chest of silver was the Medo-Persian Empire. The bronze, notice it deteriorated each time, was the Greek Empire. Finally, the iron, which was the Roman Empire, and it's the two legs divided into the Eastern and Western Empire. Then finally, the ten toes, and that's the last world empire. This world will be divided into ten economic blocks. Already, it's being prepared as we speak. Ten economic blocks, because they say that the way that the world going now, that it cannot exist under the type of government. So there must be a one world government. That's why we are seeing the things happening around the world, fulfilling God's promise. But now we go to chapter 6, and we see here this describes the beginning of the last stages. Now, this will be right after the rapture of the church. We read in verse 1, "And I saw when the Lamb," that's Jesus Christ, "opened one of the seals. And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, and one of the four beasts saying, 'Come and see.'" In other words, just come up here and take a good look. Now, John goes on to tell us in verse number 2 what he saw. He said, "I saw, and behold, a white horse." Now, white is symbolic of a conqueror coming in peace. That is the world leader that will come on the scene in the last days, during that 7 years of tribulation here on earth. He will come peaceably. He will come with answers to all of the problems of the world. He will begin to unite the world into that one world government under 10 economic blocks. My dear friend, these things that are happening around us, and we wonder what's going on, why are things happening as they are, why are the governments responding in the way that they're responding? It is a coordinated effort, but satanic behind it. They mean good. They want world peace. They want world prosperity, and they think because there would just be one government, that there would just be one world religion, everything would be oneness, and there would be no more fuss and no more wars. Dear friend, that is not God's plan, and it is not God's purpose, but it is the Antichrist spirit that is motivating all of these things that we see happening right now. As we look at that, it says, "Come and see." So John looks, and here's what he sees. "And I saw, and behold, a white horse." White means or represents a conqueror. He's riding a horse. When a ruler in those days was conquering, he rode a white horse if he was coming in peace. So here the rider of this horse is coming in peace, peaceably. He will ascend to the throne of world order peaceably, so to speak. Notice what it says, "And he that sat on him had a bow." In other words, a bow, that's weaponry. But there's no arrow, so that means he comes saying he has the artillery, but he does not intend to use the artillery. He comes in deceitfully. And he says, "A crown was given unto him." It was presented. The world embraces this man, and the world is looking for such a person. Years ago, there was a person in the Far East, in the European area, that made this statement. The world is looking for a one person who can unite all the world under one, and we will embrace him, be whether he be a great man or Satan himself. My dear friend, That is not a good statement to make. Now, I'm sure he meant well when he said that he did not understand what his prophetic words were. But my friend, as we look at this, he says, this Antichrist person, this person that's coming on a white horse, a pretender. He pretends and he enters the world scene peaceably. He is an imposter. He has a bow but no action. A crown was given to him and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. Come and see. Take a good hard look at this second one. And there went out another horse that was red. Red is type of death. Notice here, warfare if you please. And I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and the power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth. Hey, listen. We're looking for a man who can bring peace, but initially and eventually, he's going to remove peace from earth because there's going to be warfare all over planet earth, nation against nation, people against people. It says, and they shall kill one another. Now, that's talking about even a civil war. That's happening in the Middle East right now. Brothers killing brothers. But it's going to be a worldwide thing. And there was given to him a great sword. He had the armor. He had the weaponry. He had all that was necessary to wage war on the entire world. And in verse number 5, listen. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see, and I behold, and a black horse rode. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. Balances, rationing. Black represents famine. Now, what follows warfare? If you have all of your soldiers, all your men out battling in the war, who's going to raise the crops? Who's going to produce all the goods that are necessary for man to exist? My dear friend, we think we have a shortage now. But during this time, there is going to be unprecedented shortage of food supply, of the necessities of life. It's going to be so horrific. We cannot even imagine or fathom that. We go to the supermarkets now and we can buy anything we want, anything we need. And we just take that for granted that here in America, we have these great benefits. But there are places in this world today that are starving. Notice what the rest of that verse says. And he that sat on him, the Antichrist, had a pair of balances in his hand, rationing. Food is becoming so scarce during that time until they ration. Each person gets a portion. Each person gets something. But listen to what it says in verse number 6, man's number. And I heard the voice in the midst of four beasts saying, a measure of wheat for a penny, three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Listen very carefully. First of all, we see the measure of wheat for a penny. A penny in biblical times, a denarius was a day's wages. Worked all day long for that one penny. Now, a penny is not what we have today, the equivalent of what we have today. But it simply means a person will work all day long. He'll work all day long for just enough to supply that day's needs. What if he's sick? What if something happens like that, that he's not able to work? What's going to happen to that individual? You see, sad times, desperate times are right in front of this world. Not just here in America, the world saying. We're seeing that already in places. And said, see that thou hurt not the oil and the wine. That's the wine and oil representing the wealthy crowd. He said, don't hurt that. In other words, they're going to have plenty. They're going to have the money. They're going to have the means. And they are going to be able to sustain themselves. But notice what it says. And he goes on to say in verse number 7, and when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth angel say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. Pale represents death. And his name that sat on him was death. And hell followed with him, Hades. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with a sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. Oh, listen. Finally it says, and he opened the fifth seal, and I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, said, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on earth? Oh, listen. We see right now Christians being beheaded because they will not recant their relationship with holy God. That's over there. But dear friend, when this desperate time has come, the church has been raptured out. No restraining. No holding back the forces of evil. It's going to be here on our soil, here in America. Because you see, it is going to be a worldwide situation. A one world economy, a one world government, and it's going to be ruled by the personal Antichrist himself. Listen. This is not what I'm saying. I'm reading from God's Word, His book. My dear friend, it is time that we get serious about our relationship with God. Are you saved? You see, we're headed into these things. We're just at the door. But it's going to get worse and worse as time progresses. Are you ready? Have you received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Well, Brother Melvin, I'm saved. I'm part of the family of God. I'm part of the church. Hey, look up. The Bible says our redemption draws near. We're going to be called out before all these things come to pass. We are going to be kept from that hour. The Lord Jesus Christ is just about to come back again for His church. It's just about homegoing time. Are you ready? You can be. If you're not, just get on your knees right now and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart and ask Him to save you and make you part of His family. He will do that. And my dear friend, you will never regret. You will never regret. The things of this world are nothing compared to the blessings of the future in heaven. Be sure you're ready to go. Until this same time next week, this is Brother Melvin Payne, the pastor of Westside Baptist Church, saying goodbye, God bless you, and go with God.